Kwakuyisikhathi sendaba ku-VOA Ndebele.
Amatshono zihlobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku-Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise-Washington, D.C.
Walamukela ku-Studio 7 ngesonto mhla zinye kuMpandula 2019 ngu-Kips Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, abaqoqa ukukhipha abantu bokuza emisebenzini kwele South Africa bathi ababuyeli emuva.
Hayi, angithi nje ubone istrike asiqalile, ngangithi yabo siqalile kwezinye indawo. Ngathi asibona ko-Pitori, asibona ko-Cape Town, ko-Johannesburg, siqalile. Kuzoba kunjalo nje, ngeke lo ngithi mhlawumbe kuzoba njalo. Uzobona nje nawe ukuthi kwenzakala njani eSouth Africa.
Bayithinga abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe ngalokhu.
Kungaba lo msindo kusasa, sesitshelile amalunga ethu ku-Afrika yonke ukuthi bazindi imoto zonke zase-South Africa.
Abadlali beqembu le-Mighty Warriors bakhalala umdlalo we-Olympic Games. Lingakhuthwa luhlelo lwamasiko olwabatsha kanye lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Sokulokuxozela emigoqweni kwele South Africa ngesikhathi abanye abantu bakulelo lizwe belungiselela ukungena emafektali lokumisa izimoda ezinkulu bedinga abantu bokuza. Kulabantu abadize bedinga abantu bokuza abatshayela izimoda ezinkulu kwele South Africa abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abathi babathathela imisebenzi. Bathi bazangena njalo kumafektali endaweni zonke zakwele South Africa basuse ngenkani bonke abantu abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abasebenza kwele South Africa bengalamaphepha aqondileyo. Okwamanje kulabanye abatshayela izimoda ababhodabhodayo emigwaqweni bedinga izimoda ezinkulu ezitshayelwa ngabantu bokuza. Omunye walabo abenza lokhu ongafisanga ukuthi simbeze igama lakhe uthi kababuyele emuva ngokususa abantu bokuza abasebenza ongekho emthethweni kulelo lizwe.
Hayi, angithi nje ubone istrike asiqalile, ngangithi yabo siqalile kwezinye indawo. Ngathi asibona ko-Pitori, asibona ko-Cape Town, ko-Johannesburg, siqalile. Kuzoba kunjalo nje, ngeke lo ngithi mhlawumbe kuzoba njani. Uzobona nje nawe ukuthi kwenzakala njani eSouth Africa.
Singathi ke ungathi vele sokuqalile ukuthi vele selikwenza njalo.
Kuqalile vele.
Kusasa ke kuyahamba. Kusasa singathi kuhamba njani manje kusasa.
Angifuni ukuhamba manje ngithi kuyahambeka ngoba mina njengoba ngikhuluma nawe mina ngikho la eGauteng se Cape Town. Manje bangise Cape nje. Ayikho into engayikhuluma ngithi kanjani. Akona i-member esinyanga ejithi seqale basikhombisa futhi. Nase Pitori khona, nase Jimisini, sekuqalile. Already nje vele kuzoba kunjalo. Kusuka kusasa until government izisize ukuthi.
Lizokwenza okosuku olulodwa kumbe insuku eziningi, kumbe kuyahamba njani?
Angifuni ukuhamba manga ngithi sizokwenza izinsuku ezingaki. Kuzoba sekutheni ugovernment usizwa kanjani.
Singathi ke lizomelela kuhulumende ukuthi aze khulume ukuthi lenze kanjani.
Wemfowethu, until koze kuphuma abantu bangaphandle. Angithola ukuthi ngithini. Masungibuze into emile, imile into ongitshenayo. Angithi kuze kuphuma abantu la eSouth Africa, hayi akukho thina, kubabili.
Kodwa ke akusuze kuqhamuke khona kuyizona ofebhiya esakhuluma ngakho lokhuyana.
Asinamsebenzi naleyo nto leyo, zona futhi into esilungu leyo nto, zama ofebhiya amasimba amani leyo nto leyo. Sikhena indaba yododa, sinendaba naleyo nto, umuntu ahambe ezweni lakubo. Eyi, wendoda, ma ubona ngoba ngiyakuzwa ukuthi wasezweni, ma ubona wena ukuthi nginenkinga, thetha isibhamu sakho udubule umuntu waseSouth Africa, ungale usithembi njengeni. Unjalo nje mfowethu, njengoba ngitshena ayikho into ngathi ngibuzana, kuqalile kuqalile. And futhi ngeke saphinde sibese ngaphandle ukuthi ugovernment esize ukuthi endaweni yethu sifuna umsebenzi wethu and sifuna iy'ndawo zethu, sifuna yonke into, sifuna futhi abantu bekunciphisa ama-drugs eSouth Africa. Yilokho esikhuluma ngakho, finish. Kule nto le mfowethu, ngelo siyikhuluma ko-media, siyikhuluma kuphi kuphi. Hayi into esiyikhuluma ko-media, yikho into esiyikhuluma kukuphi. Kufanele ugovernment kufuneka size ukuthi sithini. Ngoba phela umhlabatho wethu nabo Cyril Ramaphosa abakhethwa yithi mase singasabafuni futhi thina yithi esizoshuthi asabafuni kunjalo nje umhlaba uphethwe abantu awuphethwe umuntu oyi-1.
Omunye wabatshayeli odabuka kwele Zimbabwe ocele ukuthi siveze isibongo sakhe kuphela uthi sebedlela evalweni. Umdlonga uthi abatshayeli bokuza badingwa ngamehlo abomvu.
Okwamanje kunatruck ehambayo kule ndawo lapho nalapho nje okunomthindo khona. Njengamanje kule-truck abayigijimise ngo-3 o'clock e-HND bangithumela ividiyo yakhona lapho ngizokuthumela yona ngizoyibona. Manje so manje lapho abagijimisa khona yikho lapho engiyopanga khona mina itruck ngoba umlungu bethe sasa ngingasebenzi ngoba because of lesi strike esikhona. njengokuthi kahle ama-foreigners abafuna.
Uzayenzani manje?
Eish, ngoba kuna abafoyite ngihamba nabo lapha siyi-4 manje sihamba silandelana, angazi ukuthi kuzobanjani. So ngiyakhona le lapha abagijimisa khona abantu.
Uya ngaphi kwangikhona, kuthiwa ngungaphi khonapho?
E-Woodbank.
Ye, kodwa kukhanya ngazani abantu bayethuke kanganani lani kolapho?
So far kulabantu ade ngihamba nabo lapha be-South Africa abaningi bakhona ebengihamba nabo abavumelani nakho because ngabantu abakwaziyo i-economy yabona ukuthi makuhlenzeka izinto ezinje kulahleka into eziningi. So abantu abaningi abenginabo lapha edu ungane bahlakaniphile yabona. But kule certain group I think is political motivated ngoba lo muntu lo angeke abe namandla angaka okuvala amatraka angaka beshisa amatraka abantu angaka kungena background emuva ngoba le ndaba le ikhona lapho esuka khona.
Ngokwenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Cross Border Association umnumzana Dennis Juru uthi balakho ukuphindisela emazweni athiyeneyo.
Kungaba lo msindo kusasa sesitshelile amalunga ethu ku-Afrika yonke ukuthi bazimbi iimoto zonke zase-South Africa sesizibhalele incwadi kumakhampani endizamshini ukuthi sisazobatshela kusasa ukuthi bayenze njani ukuthi kusefe yini ukuthi indizamshina zabo zilende out of Africa. So okwakathesi sesibone ukuthi sokulama-reports emsindo njengasePotchefstroom amalunga e-ATDF bazimbi iimoto kodwa sisayolungisa ukuthi sibone ukuthi kwenzakalani nakulo msindo sizoyenza ukuthi iimoto zonke zase-South Africa zimise singasaphumi e-South Africa. Amabhizinesi abo bo-Shoprite bo-Pick n Pay sifuna ukumisa wonke amabhizinesi awo sesivumelane njengenhlanganiso i-Afrika yonke.
Lokho akutsho ukuthi kuzayenza kube lo msindo omkhulu kakhulu ngenxa yakhonokho.
Umsindo akhula umsindo omkhulu odlula ukubulala lo muntu.
Siphinde sacela ukuthi abalaleli be-Studio 7 basidumezele ama-audio abo ku-WhatsApp. Ake sizwe ukuthi batheni ngodaba lolu.
Hey, lokho kwenzakala e-South Africa lokhu, hayi, kuzisa usizi lokho. Kanti bona abantu be-South bayakhohlwa ukuthi bona bazibathola izibuse. Babe silwa bekwamanye amazwe wona lawo anjengabo Zambia, Mozambique, njani njani. Lamanye amazwe. Namhlanje sebebulala abantu babona lawo mazwe abayibaba abancedisayo. Sebebabona ubuthutha ngoba bona sesehlezi kuhle. Njalo ama-president e-South Africa amaningi yiwo abalenotho ekhwegcwele eZimbabwe la. Lapha eZimbabwe yonke into elapho yawo e-South Africa, oThabo Mbeki, balamaplaziyo, wonke nje konapha oZuma. Kodwa why ngapha thina singabahluphi, singabathatheli izinto zabo, befuna ukuhlupha abantu bangapha. Siyabonga.
Asazi impela nathi silindelelwa langa langemandeni, kodwa kakula lapho esizobalekela khona ngoba nalapho sikhangelele khona ukuthi sizobalekela khona ekhaya ikati lilele ziko, impilo ziyidinga khona lapho esikhona. So kungathi inkosi ingangenela vele, angeke basifune kwamanye amazwe ngoba vele uyazi ma ungumntwana omyanga kini kulanjwa akekho umuntu ofisa ukuthi uzodlalela emzini wakhe ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi ayikho into ozomsiza ngayo.
Olibingelelayo ngu-Livia South Africa endaweni yase-Alexander. Njengalokho lokho kukhulunywa ngalona lolu dlame, hhayi besingakakuboni impawu ezingasikhombisa udlakela. Asazi njalo nje njengoba laba bantu baphonguqalisa into esikhaleni nje ungananzelelanga, kodwa-ke wathesi hhayi bekusathule singazi njalo sesizabona ngikhona ngomfana.
Ngumoyo asilobela. Mina ngithi kulabo abafowethu abase-South Africa, e-South Africa kukhanya kuyala. Yibo singathi kudinga ukubana la uyephila khona le, but akula mpilo. Nxa usithi uyadinga ukuthi uyephila, siyaphila lezilwane, siyakudla kuphela. So uyalalo ke bebambelela khonale besenza inkani, bazabuya sebe izidumbu ngoba abantu be-South Africa bayabulala. So bengibona ukubana bengagoqa into zabo bethwale baphenduke behamba kuhle kulokuphenduka bethwelwe sebeyidumbu. Ngakula akakusizi lutho, ukuphila kuphilwa ka-1 akuphindwa kabili.
Sanibonani basakazi we-Studio 7 lonke, ngiyalibingelela ngomusala ngoThando. Igama lami nguNomazulu Mpofu. Mina ebengithanda ukukusho lapha ngoba silapha e-South Africa, i-problem yethu i-1 yokuthi asila ma-permit, ama-passport silawo, and inkinga yabantu be-South Africa bathi sibathathela imisebenzi and sivuma imali ezincane. I-reason yokuthi abantu bevume imali ezincane or yola ama 1.5. Inkinga yokuthi asilandawo zokuhlala lapho kumele sihlale khona, kumele uhlale ngemali. Sometimes uthola ukuthi lapho rent ekhona umastanda uyabe sekuxosha ngasakufuni. Kuze kuphoqelele ukuthi uvume lwaloba uphi umsebenzi just ukuthi ulale isikhanda endlini. Hayi ukuthi lathi imali ezincane sezijabulela, sisuke ekudeni kakhulu sile family esiyishiye emuva labantwana. So yiyo le nto eyenza ukuthi sometimes sivume lezo mali kuphela, siyabe sisivumela ukuthi sikwazi ukulala ezindlini lokuthi sidle.
Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma lo hulumende wakwele South Africa ngokuthi kwenzakalani elizweni lelo. Kwake kwabulawa abantu abaningi okumangalisayo ngomnyaka ka-2008, kwabuya njalo ngomnyaka ka-2015. Ibandla le-Movement for Democratic Change elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa lithi selizakwenza imihlangano emikhulu endaweni eziningi eZimbabwe kulandela ukuvinjwa kokuthi abalandeli balo batshengisele emigoqweni bekhonona ngesimo esibi somnotho eZimbabwe. Ibandla leli lenze umhlangano eHarare namhla lapho ebelikhankasela khona ukhetho lwe-by-election oluzayenziwa kuleyo ndawo ngeviki ezayo. Umnumzana Vincent Tswangirai, umtakamui uMorgan Tswangirai uzancintisa ukhetho lolu. UVincent Tswangirai uncintisana labanye abakumabandla atshiyeneyo. Indawo le yayiphethwe ngudade wabo unkosikazi Bimbayi Tswangirai Jaba. Odokotela bathi kabasenelisi ukuya emisebenzini ngenxa yeholo eliphansi. Bathi kuzima kakhulu ukuthi basebenze ngoba kabala mali yokugada izimota besiya emisebenzini. Sebelobele iHealth Services Board ngalolu daba besithi iholo labo liphansi okumangalisayo. Bathi kabakhalali imisebenzi kodwa sebesehluleka ukuya emisebenzini ngenxa yeholo leli.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave kushort wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kHz.
Benana masiva we senziwe manje ngelo baba mkhulu babe lobola
wenza masiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhla siyalubuyelela udaba lwethu lapho sixoxe khona lo mnumzana Jabalala wakwele South Africa. Sikhuluma ke ngobudlelwano bamaZulu laMandebele. Namhlanje ke sixoxa lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu ukhona ngale ke kwele Johannesburg. Baba Ngwenya, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi, nami ngiyabingelela ukuthi lingifake ehlelweni.
Yes, keza xoxa lapha lenye insizwa lapha yakuJabalala. Sikhuluma ke ngobudlelwano bamaNdebele lamaZulu. Wasesitsho ke ukuthi hayi bona bazama ukuthi labo babe lobudlelwano obuhle lamaNdebele. Like la kulandelela khonokho la kuzuthi uhamba njani?
Yebo, qhawela kithi nangempela sesaxoxa washo wathi isizwe samaNdebele uyasazi ukuthi isizwe esisuka la kule South Africa. Njalo amaZulu abaningi bayabazi abantu abasuka nenkosi uMzilikazi bebhekele kwaBulawayo. Yikho-ke nami ngamchazela ukuthi bafowethu kukhona abafowethu abangamaZulu abangalwazi usizi lwethu ukuthi njengoba silapha sibaleka olufanayo nangale, ngoba sithola sisiba le problem yokuthi nangale asiphathwa ngendlela elinganayo nabanye. Abanye baze basitele emehlweni ukuthi mina yinzalo yase-South Africa, kuyelani e-South Africa laphela phela khona. Yikho uzonanzelela ukuthi even lalapha e-South Africa abantu abaqala ukuzosebenza ngabantu abakhona le esayidini yasemandebeleni nasesikhalangeni, ngoba kakhulu abasesikhalangeni babenziwa ukuthi babe seduzeni eBotswana kube lula kuku-cross.
Bona ngokutsho kwabo amaZulu bona ngazani lingadlelana njani labo kwezethi kulungiswe ubuhlobo lobuphela.
Ukudlelana kwethu nabo imizamo yenziwa ngempela eminyakeni eminingi eyadlula. Engicabanga kwakuyilo baba omunye osowashonayo uGumede. Uke walekelela la ekutheni sihambisane naye sivakashela amakhosi wonke ala eSouth Africa ikakhulu kwaZulu. Kuhanjiwe impela kwaze kwafika emzini wesilo. Isilo nje siyabaza abathwakazi saze sathi ngelinanga siyamukele indondo eyayivela laphana kubaba Nandi sengimkhohlwe igama lakhe langempela. Saze sasho ukuthi ngabantu abami laba. So isilo besisazi kakhulu, ngikhumbula nangamhla kubekwe kwabo uGumede umntwana wasendlunkulu uThulani Zulu wayekhona esho kahle nokusho ukuthi hayi nina kasekade vele nokuthi ngamaNdebele kuyeshiwe nje kodwa siyanazi ukuthi ngamaZulu. Okuwukuthi nje mhlawumbe kushota okuncane ukuthi ubuholi bonke babantu babethwakazi noma mhlawumbe abathile abasemazingeni asebuholini bavakashe kuze kujwayeleke nakubafowethu abasemazingeni aphansi ukuthi bakwazi ukusamukela ngoba iqiniso yikho kona lokho ukuthi thina njengoba silapha sifana nokuthi sibuyile ekhaya. So mase besiqosha futhi besiqoshela lapha esibaleke khona kusho khona ukuthi sabe sifana nokuthi siphakathi kwejene
ngazi sikhangela khona mpo siyabona ukuthi sokatholakala phela ithole lesizwe ubulelani lobhekela Khumalo alisebenzelani laye yini ukuthi kulungiswe konke lokho.
Ya isilo besike saxoxa nje singamabutho kodwa lokho ngizokusho manje ubekwazi ukuthi akukho official from the royal lokuzana. Kodwa ke besike sabonisana singamabutho ukuthi singaba njani ukuthi isilo njengoba sesinazo sesizama ukuxhumana nabathintekayo ikakhulu amakhosi ukwenzela ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi kwakhiwe ubudlelwano ngamandla obuvele babukhona phakathi kwethu nesizwe samaZulu nezinye nje izizwe zilapha eSouth Africa. Uzokhumbula ukuthi thina singamaNdebele asiphumi kwaZulu kuphela, noma ngithi singathwakazi. Sinengaba izizwe ezatholakala endleleni ngiqoqo inkosi uMzilikazi, njengoba uyakhumbula ukuthi kwakuthiwa kukhona abangasenzansi kukhona abangasenhla okuyilaba abatholakala endleleni abangasenhla, yikho kwabangela ukuthi kugcine sekuyisizwe esikhulu kakhulu.
Yes, so singathi-ke isizwe lesi kumele ukuthi wena ngombono wakho abantu babuyele yini kwele South Africa kumbe bahlale kwele Zimbabwe bazenzele abakufisayo njengoba ke uMzilikazi wayebombe isizwe sakhe khona ngale ke eZimbabwe.
Mina ngokwami angiboni ukuthi singathi thina asifuni ukuzohlala eSouth Africa. Angikubeke njengokuthi thina siyalithanda izwe lethu kakhulu. Siyalithanda kakhulu izwe lethu kodwa isimo esikhona lapha kuleli azwe sidinga ukuthi nabo abafowethu ama South Africans basibekezelele kuze nxa ngabe kuyenzeka kuyalunga laphayana ngoba siphoqwa isimo ukuthi size lapha ngoba uzokhumbula ukuthi abazali bethu sikhule thina bezilimela kuhle kunjeya akukho akade beza nje la eSouth Africa bebeza nje with pleasure. Abanye bebona ukuthi mhlawumbe esikhathini esiningi bekusuka lula ukuthola noma imisebenzi le esemazingeni aphansi ethola ukuthi noma umuntu engafundanga ubekwazi ukuthi angawenza. Kodwa eqinisweni ukuthi thina sizile ukuzohlala lana. Akubeke sicace lokho. Lakhona kwethu sicela kubafowethu sicela nje ukuthi basibekezelele sile themba lokuthi sokuzalunga vele.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Mbuso Ngwenya. Umbuso Ngwenya-ke yingcwethe kwezamasiko ungadini kusasa.
Nami ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Nginethemba lokuthi sihlanganise ngabaphilileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalile semoyeni ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithembayo uKips Dube
Lilane.
Sike sizwe esibhadalane labatsha silo Mike Hobe.
Yebo. Mthwaka komuhle, yikudibana kuhlelo labasakhulayo, ngingu-Mike Hobe. Namhla kuhlelo sixoxa lomnumzana Keith Moyo, oyintatheli izindaba, osebenzela iphephandaba elebulenjini ele-Urban Culture Magazine. Siphatha udaba ngezamasiko, ezomculo, njalo ezemidlalo elizweni. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo futhi unjani?
Ngiyaphila manje, kunjani wena?
Hayi, mina ngiphilile, ngilethemba lokuthi abalaleli bayathokoza, bayajabula bekuzwa ku radio namhla.
Hayi, nami ngilethemba bayajabula.
Kit ngolwesihlanu sibone u-Honorable Minister Cathy Coventry kobulawayo exoxa labatsha abakwenza amasiko kwezemidlalo kwezomculo. Wena njengomunye othole ithuba lokuxoxa lo-Honorable Cathy Coventry, ukubone njani lokhu ukuthi uminister ukhethe ukubuya kobulawayo ukuze axoxelane?
Sikubone kulithuba elihle kakhulu ukuthi uminister uyacabanga ukuthi abuye kobulawayo azothi ahlale phansi labantu abakhokhelayo abakuzona lezi ingxenye oziqambileyo. Ngoba kukalutshwane ukuthi uthole ukuthi uminister bazehlisa bebuye ebantwini, kodwa-ke uthe yena wasekwanisa ukuthi abuye azokhulumisana labantu njengomuntu ovela kwesikubiza ukuthi maternity leave. So kusithintile kakhulu ukuthi ube wazosivakatshela lapha yena engumuntu obuya ezobona esikubiza sithi ngama-co-working space lapha kobulawayo, ukuthi ama-artist wona asebenza ezindaweni ezinjani njalo wasebenza njani. Yiyo thina into yade ilandile kweyethu i-working space safika sakhulumisana naye nje.
Lapho uminister ubekhuluma uke waphatha udaba mayelana ngesimo sezamasiko ezemidlalo njalo ezomculo kobulawayo na?
Into yena ade ikhayelele kakhulu ukuthi ayenze bekuyukuthi azobona nje ibingasole esiyijayeleyo. Abantu abaningi sebejayele esiwabiza ukuthi ngama-consultative meetings isikhathi esiningi especially umphathi intamba sebeke badlula laba babebuya nje bafike baxoxanisa abantu yenza izikhalazo zabo, kodwa bekungasiyo ngale ndlela eyakhe indlela abuye ngayo ibingathi lokwehlukana, ngoba yena ade ngumuntu ozovakasha engasiwo muntu ozoyenza ama-consultative meeting. Ngakho kube lesikubiza esingakubiza sithi ama-mixed emotions phakathi kwabantu, abanye bekujabulela abanye njalo bengathi abakuthakazeleli ukuthi uminister yena kahle kahle ulande ukuphela ukuthi azowubona, akalandanga ukuzokhuluma nabantu, ulande ukuthi azowubona ama-working spaces.
Njengentatheli ebhala amastori amayelana ngezamasiko ezomculo njalo ezemidlalo, ubona ngani ugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngendaba lezi kumele bayenzeni ukuze bathuthukise abatsha abakumsebenzi kwezamasiko ezemidlalo njalo ezomculo?
Into ekhona ukuthi iministry le ibingaqakathekisi kakhulu i-arts and culture isikhathi esiningi ibingathi iye ifaka kakhulu ukuqakatheka ku-sport. Ngakho kuke kwaphuma nje indaba yokuthi bafake imali e-Art Development Fund abayibiza ukuthi i-ADF 200,000 ikhangelele ukuthi kube yimali ezancedisa ku-art and culture ukuthi ama-projects ama-art amaningi ehambe. Ngakho I think it is a step in the right direction nxa kuyukuthi uminister ukubone kungcono, ngoba i-funding yona leyi yacina ngo-2009 if I'm not mistaken. So it's something that she is trying to revive, and I think it's moving in the right direction.
Sikuzwile Kitha, isikhathi sesesidliwe ngumangoyi bhuti, kodwa hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlela.
Hayi, nami ngibonge kakhulu naye.
Isikhathi du mthwaka komuhle silugqiba lapho uhlelo labatsha. Abafisa ukuxoxa nami ngikhona ku-Twitter njalo ku-Instagram @BigMike3 yona username yami. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi sidibana njalo ngolwesibili kuhlelo The Connection, lapho siqhubekela phambili sixoxa ngendaba eziphathelane nabatsha elizweni. Uhlelo luqala ngo-8 PM bese lugqiba ngo-9. Kwanele kwanamhla olivalisayo ngenjabulo. Igama lami ngu-Mike Hobe. Mthwakazi omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle. Bye bye.
Songa isikhathi ke esokholo lwesiKristu silontungamele inkomo.
Soku isikhathi sohlelo lwamakholwa, uhlelo vuselela umoya, silomfundisi Thande Kuzintimkandla.
Siyahlangana njalo sihlobo zinkosi esithandekileyo, siyahlangana ngelizwi lethu lanamhlanje esilithola encwadini kaGenesis chapter 3 ivesi ngika-12 no-13, lapho kufundeka khona kanje. Verse 12, u-Adamu wathi, wesifazane owangipha yena ukuba abe nami unginikile kulowo muthi ngadla. 13, uJehova uNkulunkulu wathi kwesifazane, yini lokho okwenzileyo na? Kwesifazane wathi, inyoka ikhohlisile ngadla. Lapha ke zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, sihlangana labantu esizokuhamba ukuqala ukudalwa uAdam noEva. Adam noEva babesemsimini yase-Eden. Sizothiwa impilo yabo yayinhle, yayimnandi, yayingasolisi, babengagingi mhlawumbe, bengatshiswa lalilanga, ngoba zonke izinto zazibahambela kuhle. Kodwa ke ngenye imini ekwase kufika ke umkhumbulo ongayisiwo phakathi kwabo. Ilizwi namhlanje engifuna ukuthi sigxile phezu kwalo ngelokuthi wenzani ngalokho okumele uwenze na. Abantu abaningi emhlabeni baphila ngokusola, bangazibone bangene ebubini, basola abanye abantu, ngabazikhangeli bona ukuthi kabenzeni isimo size sibe njalo. Ungubaba lapha ekhaya, nguwe inhloko yomuzi okumele ukhangele ubone ukuthi izinto zonke zihamba kuhle. Kodwa ke xa sekusonakala uyaphangisa ukusola abanye abantu. Sole umama, unina wezingane zakho, sole umakhelwane, sole izihlobo zakho. La wena mama, xa into zingahambi kuhle lapha ekhaya, uyasola ubaba, sole umakhelwane, sole izihlobo, sole abangane, uze usole nabantu bakho. Xa ungumuntu okhokhela mhlawumbe dawe ukhokhela isekishoni amabandleni, uyehluleka ukubana ibandla lidose ndawonye, uzasola amagosa, sola abadiboni, sole ingabe yini ebandleni uthi babakubuyisela emuva. Ingabe uphethe umsebenzi othize emsebenzini, uzasola zonke izinto. Abanye umuntu azasole lo mkhathi nje phandle ubana ngihlule ukwenza lokhu ngenxa yalokhu. Abanye balezikhundla ezinkulu, sengitsho lasemhlabeni imbala, behluleke ukubana banike abantu lokhu abantu abakhambe ukubantu bakuthole. Ufice inkokheli zisola wonke umuntu ngaphandle kwabo. Umuntu asole oseduzane, asole ongalowothango, azasole labakhatshana emazweni athize abangahlali kuleli lizwe, athi babeze ukubana sehluleke. Into eyenza ukubana ube njalo yikuthi nxa sesifike esibangeni sinjalo, siyakhohlwa ukubana sabekelwani. UNkulunkulu wabafaka u-Adam no-Eva, wabanika imithetho okumele bayilandele. Kodwa ngenxa yenhliziyo zabo basebephambuka bangena endleleni zabo, bawa. Walibala uswazi uNkulunkulu abatshaya ngalo lobuhlungu okumangalisayo. Abanye bazibajile uswazi elokhu esitshaywa ngalo nanamhlanje. Asiyekeleni ukuthi senze lokho okumele sikwenze, sicatshe nabanye, sikhombe nabanye ngeminwe. Imizi iyadilika, izigodi ziyachabalala, ilizwe imbala liphakathi kobunzima obumangalisayo ngenxa yokuthi abanye abantu abafuni ukuvuma ukwehluleka kwabo. Singacatshi ngokusola abanye, asikhulekeni. Baba Nkulunkulu, ngiyasicela ukubana sinike inhliziyo yokuvuma kwehluleka kwethu. Ukwehluleka kwethu kube ngokwethu, sithethelele lapho esone ngakhona. Sinike amandla okubana sivume, singacashi ngabanye. Sihlale lathi, sinike izibindi kukho konke esikwenzayo, sikwenze ngemfanelo. Ngegama likaJesu siyakhuleka. Amen.
Lolobe kuluhlelo lwamakholwa, uhlelo vuselela umoya. Silomfundisi Thande kuzintimkandla. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo Muntungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Ntungameli Nkomo. Sike sikhangele ke ezemidlalo ngamafitshane. Abadlali beqembu leMighty Warriors kubikwa ukuthi balile lamhla ukudlala umdlalo weOlympics obekumele udlalwe eHarare. Abadlali laba kubikwa ukuthi bafuna ukuthi babhadalwe imali yomdlalo wabo kweviki ephelileyo lapho babhaxabule khona iZambia 5-0. Isikhulumeli seZimbabwe Football Association uMnumzana Xolisani Gwesela walile ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu. Kukhangelelwe ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lizajeziswa okumangalisayo inhlanganiso yenguqu eFIFA. Leyo ke yinzwisa kuphela ke yomculo kaZahara. singakehluka nokuthi sikhangele indaba kadiskokela namhlanje abaqoqwa ukukhipha abantu bokuza emsebenzini kwe-South Africa bathi ababuyeli emuva. Siqhuba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu namhlanje ngolivalelisayo ngukip Stube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.